This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Stacey Brandt. Stacey is the Chief Strategy Officer and Communications Officer at Tampa General Hospital. Tampa General Hospital is one of the great systems in our country. It's both a great elite hospital plus a safety net hospital, fills a fascinating role. Stacey is going to talk to us today specifically about communication strategies during COVID and going forward. Stacey, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me here. As you mentioned, I'm the Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer at Tampa General Hospital. And in that role, I oversee all of the marketing and communications for the organization, along with physician business development. Also, I oversee the market planning and strategic planning divisions of the organization and service line development and growth. And then I also oversee the project management office.
And take a moment. TGH is a great system. Talk about how you dealt with communication strategies during COVID and sort of what's worked in helping keep your team and patients informed and thinking and so forth. Talk a little bit about communication strategies.
Sure. So I think anytime that you think about a communication strategy, you always have to start with a strong team and really identifying who those different audiences are. So what you just said is right on about you've got your team members, you've got your patients, we've got physicians, we have our community members who may not be patients but need to know what's going on because they've got loved ones that are there. And then we also have other key constituents such as our elected officials that we wanted to keep informed, our own board members, et cetera. So there are, in this particular case, we had a variety of constituents we wanted to reach and communicate to. So it was really important that right at the beginning, we developed that list so we knew who we needed to communicate to at all times. We also made a decision early on that all of the communications that would come out related to COVID would come directly from the office of the president and the CEO. And the reason that we did that was really to ensure consistency in messaging and in tone and in the accuracy of the information. So it's really important, I think, especially in COVID, as information was moving so quickly. It was such a fluid environment. It still is such a fluid environment. And there's a lot of uncertainty out there and a lot to be learned. So I think that strategy was a really good one, and it allowed us to really control the messaging and the narrative and ensure the integrity of the information that we were getting out there. And another way that we were able to do that and do it so effectively was I put my team right in the middle of where the information was coming from. So we had morning safety huddles where the entire organization could call into a phone number and hear the latest information on what was going on with the COVID situation. And then at the end of the day, we had a daily command center meeting or call. And that was where all of the different representatives of different areas of the organization would get together. And then they would communicate out what was going on in their different areas. And it was a way for us to get that information quickly in real time, but also it allowed us to hear what their communication needs may be. So if they were working on a specific initiative, let's say it was around the visitor policy, we knew from that meeting we had to get a communication out around that. We were able to get the information right from the source so that we could move really quickly around that. And then we also, we were able to develop, once we developed the different audiences, you know, it's not really a one-size-fits-all approach. We needed to have multiple ways in which we would communicate, because what's the best way to communicate to one group may not necessarily be the way another group wants to receive that information. So we were very early on developed clear tactics that we wanted to utilize. And a lot of it was traditional ways that you would you know, normally think about communicating, whether it was through email or information on the internal portal, or we also employed some other interesting ways to communicate to our internal team members. And we had an app that was a web-based app that we were able to put out there. And then the other thing that I think that was really important and was a smart way to work was we know that the things were moving so quickly and we had so many different audiences that we needed to reach and in so many different ways, we didn't reinvent the wheel. So we would take one piece of communications that we would need, that we put together. Let's say it was an email that the CEO was sending out about, you know, a variety of different topics related to COVID. We would pull pieces of that and repurpose those in those different areas and different mediums to whatever the appropriate audience was. So we didn't have to recreate communications for all of those different audiences and all of those different mediums. We would just take the information and repurpose it into those areas. So it allowed us to work really quickly.
So let me take a second. There's really five or six great points here, and I'll summarize them as follows. Audience, who are you communicating to? So you know exactly with every communication who you're communicating to. Second question, where does communication come from? Here you chose to centralize it to make sure the messaging, the information stayed high integrity, everybody knew what was coming out, knew what was coming. Third is, to do this great, you need to have great information, and that's partly constant daily huddles with different teams and constantly daily meetings with the command center as to everything that's going on. Fourth, you have to be very mindful of the methods of communication. Do people look at the portals? Do they look at their emails? Do you have special apps? How does it work? What's the best way to actually communicate with people so the information stays clear and on message and concise and what's needed? And the fifth concept is that even though you're communicating to different audiences, whether it's your board, public officials, the patient base, the community, or your employees, it's constantly not reinventing the wheel and repurposing communications. So four or five core good thoughts on clarity of communication. You've done a great job through this process of it, the whole system has. Take a moment on which of these things, or what advice do you have for people when you come out of a crisis, come out of a pandemic, what lessons on communication do you learn that will stick with the system?
I think one of the things that was really important, so we talked a lot about how we pushed the information out, but it was also really important and something that we will continue to do to make it a two-way communication. So it's not just one way the information is being pushed out, but we made it so that the team members, the community members, the physicians could send us messages and questions back. And that was through a variety of different ways, whether it was through the portal or through an email or whatever it was. There were multiple ways in which they could respond back, ask questions, provide suggestions, and then talking about how we repurpose things, we took that information and put that onto FAQs on the portal so it was updated. Because if one person's asking the question, it's likely that there are a lot of other people asking those same questions. So I think that was something that was really important that we did. And we will continue to do that for sure. And then the other big thing that I would say is be really proactive in your messaging. So we wanted to be the source of information, control the narrative, make sure that it was accurate and the integrity of the information was out there. So we were very proactive with our team members, with our key constituents, but also with the media. So we played a big part in the communications that went out to our community through the media. We got a lot of media requests, and we were very proactive about sending out information in advance, even before the requests came in. And in a crisis situation, that's particularly important because it shows that you're being transparent, you're being authentic, and you're putting the information out there before they find out and need to come and ask you. You're being a good communicator and getting that information out in advance so that they don't have to ask the questions. They don't have to make up an answer. You're going ahead and doing that ahead of time to make sure that the information is accurate. So that is something that I would recommend in all communications, but particularly if you're in a crisis situation, I think that's really important.
So we think there's two things you mentioned that I really caught on to. One is that two-way communications is so critical, because if not, you're just posting stuff, blasting stuff out, but you don't really know if your audience is really getting it. But the more you're constantly adept to understanding it's got to be two-way communications, the better off you are. The second thing you mentioned is constant proactivity in communications. Constantly, you know, if you get ahead of it before you get accused of, oh, is the system doing this? Are they doing that? Are they not doing this? Are they not doing that? The more you get ahead of everything, the more you can lessen anxiety and nerves in the community and help people make sure they have the information that they need and so forth. A final question. You've got this great dual role as chief strategy officer and chief and in charge of us in marketing communications and more so. Any final thoughts on best advice in communications and so forth?
I think the last thing that I would say as far as a piece of advice would really be around process And especially in the environment that we're in right now, we're moving so quickly, it's very easy for things to slip through the cracks. And so in order to avoid that, having a really strong team and a plan in place, but a really, really tight process, so you know exactly who's doing what, you delegate it to a specific person, they know their role, they know what their responsibilities are, but then also you've got to really empower the team to go do those things, but you can't leave them out there hanging either. So you have to make sure that you're staying in constant contact with them, that you're there to answer any questions, guide them along. So you've empowered them, but you're checking on them, and then you let them go do the work. And you just know that there's a tight process in place, and that is going to keep everybody focused and on task. And then that way it will lessen the chance that anything will fall between the cracks.
Well, Stacy, I want to thank you. You're doing a great job as Chief Strategy Officer, Chief Marketing Officer at the Tampa General Hospital, great institution. Great thoughts on communication and processes of communication. We thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back to talk to you more about strategy and how you look at strategy the next 5 to 10 years. We're excited to have that conversation as well. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.